The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Good morning. This is Carol Gordon of Heartmenders International, broadcasting from News Radio 1000 KTOK. My husband Lewis and I founded Heartmenders International, where hearts and lives are changed. We are a generational ministry called to proclaim the message of the healing of hearts, marriages, and families. The crying challenge to keep families whole and healthy is so great today that it calls for a strong, proactive, biblical approach to life. Our Heavenly Father designed marriage and family before the fall, and He knows how to build healthy family relationships now. We have available help from heaven. Lewis and I were married for 46 years. We had almost 22 years in our honeymoon of healing before he moved to heaven in 2002. The Lord continually urged our growth and refining by His Word. We encountered many of the same issues your family may be going through in the unfolding life of our family. We have had marriages that ended in divorce, financial pressures, prison terms, health problems, misunderstandings, reconciliations, and many other challenges. The Lord faithfully brought us through them. We learned to lean on Him, and He has healed, strengthened, and matured us. Early on, He told us to give to others what He taught us. In 19 years of ministry together, Lewis and I saw hundreds of families, thousands of individuals, go up to a new level of spiritual growth and maturity. With others in my family, we are now in our 18th years of weekly meetings on Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue, where we share and pray for needs. Don't struggle alone. You can call in for prayer at our office Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4, at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. And again, I'm Carol Gordon, and I'm so glad that you joined me this morning. We're between Mother's Day and Father's Day, so we're talking about families. Just before Mother's Day, we talked about relationships, about children. And last week, we talked about parents and the issues that we have in getting healed with our parents. During that time, I mentioned that because of the fall of man, we see that immediately the relationship between the first children was not good. They were not each other's best buddies. They had a lot of strife between them. Apparently, as they were growing up, hearts were hardened toward one another, and ended with one brother killing the other brother and becoming a total outcast. The parents had to stake their hopes for generations on other children because the first two flunked the test, or one was dead and one was gone. So from the beginning, we see that Satan's scheme for destroying family relationships, not only did he make the parents at odds with one another so that there was strife between the parents, he began immediately to sow strife between siblings. And what a scheme that is, and how far-reaching it is. In fact, if you track through the entire scripture, Old Testament, and even into the New Testament, the strife between siblings, between brothers, is just over and over and over in almost every generation. In the next when Abraham came, he had to leave his home so that God could talk to him without influence from others in his family, brothers and so forth. His sons, strife between them, terrible strife between them. The older brother was not the heir, and he had to be banished and rejected. It was because he wasn't supposed to have been there in the first place. And we're still having fallout from Ishmael and his hostility. Then there was Isaac's children, Esau and Jacob. they had the same sort of strife. And then Jacob's sons hated their brother and sold him into slavery. Jacob's wives were sisters, and there was strife between them. We see down in David, he was in strife with his older brother, at least his older brother hated him. And David had already been anointed king, and he's got this big brother that's trying to lord it over him. The brothers among David's men and Saul's men, and the strife that you see throughout the very honest history. God didn't pull any punches. He told about people like they were, which is actually encouraging to us that he could take people that were so flawed and still use them for his plans and purposes. Even as he will take us, heal us, use us even while we're still flawed. But if we will see this pattern and begin to repent for our part, I know I was the oldest in my family, and I have a younger brother who was quite a bit younger. He's 8 years younger. And I can remember there was periods in my life I tried to make his life miserable. You know, I tricked him, I hid from him, I had hiding places if we played hide and seek that he would never find me, you know, frustrate him. I can remember that when I was in junior high, I had baked a cake for a bake sale at my school, and had a chocolate cake with thick fudge icing on it. And my little brother came along and picked all the icing off the cake and ate it. And my mother had to physically restrain me to keep me from literally physically harming him. And I could have cheerfully killed him. And we've all been there. We've all had stuff that's happened between us and our siblings that caused a great pain or great angst. And we don't live another person's life. We live our lives, and we don't see things from their standpoint. And whatever position we are in the family, whether we're the oldest or the youngest or in the middle, there's always issues between siblings, sometimes that the parents don't even know about. And I know there were things that I've learned as my children are adults that happened between them that I had no clue. And just dreadful things sometimes. But just the daily harassments, I'm sure, are going on under the radar of the parents, that the parents don't even know what's happening and how to set things right if you don't deliberately set out to help your children be each other's friends and help them learn to walk in forgiveness, to be the standard bearer for the family, that these are our brothers and sisters. They're precious to us. Sometimes parents even set up conflict by preferences or comparisons. And it's just tragic sometimes what happens in families because of our ineptitude in handling human relationships. But it doesn't have to be a mystery. God, in His Word, tells us many things that will keep us from betraying these trusts that are supposed to be built in a family. Because if we betray one another, it's because we don't know who our Heavenly Father is and that He can abundantly bless all of us. We don't have to be jealous or feel there's not enough to go around, because with our Heavenly Father, there is more than enough blessing for each one of us. And He has a plan and a purpose for each one. We don't have to put somebody else down in order to lift ourselves up and be noticed, because our Heavenly Father has an eye on each one of us. He values each one of us. He has precious gifts in each one of us. and the differences are to be enjoyed and honored. And our Heavenly Father wants us to be blessings to one another and not curses to one another. To be best of friends and someone that we can count on in times of difficulty. When we see families that are whole and healthy and have fun together, it's such a joy. And yet it's so rare in our world today that you run across a family that have joy in one another. And that is a terrible tragedy and a great triumph for the enemy of our souls, because the more wounding he can get into someone's soul and spirit, the more he can destroy their lives and destroy the generations after them. And if we don't catch on to that and put a stop to coming into agreement with the way he insidiously works to harden our heart and cause us to be jealous or envious or to tell lies about somebody else to make ourselves look good, all the things that happen in relationships with brothers and sisters, it's a tragedy what the enemy is able to do because we don't walk in the love of our Heavenly Father. The primary things that God has told us to do, according to our Lord Jesus, is love our Heavenly Father and love one another. And if we don't love the people at our house, how can we expect to go out and love other people? As I said to one of my daughters-in-law one time, it's not about loving people in China, it's loving the people in your house that God wants to use to train you. It's easy to say, oh, I love all my Christian brothers in far-off places, but it's walking it out where you are, at your house, on your job, in the circumstances where you are, that train you to get that deep inside you, so it's part of you, that the love of God is able to come to the fore every time you need it. Every time you need to draw from that supernatural reservoir of love that we are given, we have to have that. Life can't be handled without it. We're going to commercial break now. This is Carol Gordon. I'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Heart Menders International, broadcasting on News Radio 1000 KTOK. Welcome back to Heart Menders International, coming to you on 1000 KTOK, your news radio station. I'm Carol Gordon. I'm glad to have you with me today. We are talking about our siblings and the relationships that have been so difficult for many people. In the earlier part of the program, I was the oldest in my family, so I don't know what it looks like to be the youngest or anything, but the enemy has ways of trying to destroy if our hearts are not kept nourished and kind toward our brothers and sisters. We can have lots and lots of damage. There's a scripture in Micah chapter 7, verse 2 says, "The godly people have all disappeared. Not one honest person is left on the earth. They are all murderers, setting traps even for their own brothers." So the hostility that the enemy has put in our hearts often begins in those sibling relationships. because of jealousy or feeling like the other is favored over us, and that there's not enough love to go around. Because the enemy is working to establish rejection in our hearts. And he tries to do that even in little bitty people. Sometimes he gets that in there even before birth. I know children can have such an influence when their parents are expecting another brother and sister. They can come up and bless that baby and help parents welcome that baby. And their hearts will be turned toward that child. But if for some reason that they feel that the mother's drawing away or this other child is going to take their place, they can harden their hearts. You don't have to be very old to do that. I know I heard a testimony not too long ago of a little girl that was born, and she had some life-challenging defects. And so she was in the hospital in intensive care, and her little brother, who was 2, he kept wanting to see her and talk to her. Well, while she was in her mother's womb, that little boy had come and sung over her, sung blessings over her, and talked to her. And at this point of crisis, they let the little boy go in to the intensive care where this child baby was. And he began to sing to her. And she rallied. And she came and began to be stronger again and was able to overcome the physical challenge because that blessing drew her back. And that came from that little brother who loved her. And I can remember seeing tender moments between my children. I missed some of the not so tender moments, but I remember seeing some of the tender moments, particularly when the younger ones came along. But the enemy is trying to get us to feel rejected, and that's he's so easily to work with true children because they don't know any better. They're not taught. They're not corrected when that enmity comes out of their mouth. They're not taught that that is something that's not pleasing to the Lord and that it's harmful to them and to their sibling and that they need to get their hearts right. Children can learn to correct their hearts just like adults can. Words wound and poison and kill and do damage. So the things that we speak over our children and that others speak over our children, even while they're in the womb, have an effect. Things that are said to people even when they're tiny babies, their spirits receive things. And then as they're growing up and they hear others put them down, and it wounds and hurts. And we have to overcome this by the words of blessing, which we are well able to do if we are only aware of that. We can keep our children from being wounded. We can learn how to pray over our children before they're born. We can learn to pray over our grandchildren who may be issues in the homes of our children with their children. I have messages, 2 CDs called Children and Brothers, that will open up new views of family life and help you pray more effectively. Maybe you need to be healed in your heart in one of these areas, and it will help you. These are available for $17 by mail. You can call 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. And we take Visa and MasterCard. You may also call to give a tax-deductible donation. HeartMenders is a faith-based ministry, and our partners help us to reach out to a hurting world. Also, you may send prayer requests, donations, or product orders by mail to Post Office Box 516, Bethany, Oklahoma, 73008-0516. And we hope that you will take advantage of the resources that we have, the prayer support that we can give you. Don't struggle alone. Give us a call. Let us help you. Because the Lord wants us all to work together to be free from the things that the enemy has sown into our life. If we have siblings, we have work to do. The scripture tells us in 1 John chapter 4, which is a book about the love of God. It is so rich about how love works and how love frees us from fear, how the Father loves us and how blessed we are to have His love. But it makes a very challenging statement in chapter 4, verse 20. If you say, I love God, but you hate your brother, then you are a liar. For if you don't love a person that you can see, how can you love God whom you cannot see? So we could be lying to ourselves if we're holding enmity in our hearts toward a brother or a sister, and we say, oh, I have this wonderful relationship with God. Well, there's an area where you are not in fellowship with God, because He wants you to be free and have your love walk flowing. So if we want to stand for the world to be free of rejection and the result of hatred that comes from that, then we need to start right here with our own heart. There's a world at risk, and we can do something about it. So I know before I taught on this the first time, I had to call my brother and repent for some of the things I mentioned earlier. And he responded, well, he wasn't always necessarily easy to get along with, but nonetheless, I had to set things right to the best of my ability before I could share these revelations with you, because this was an astounding thing to me when I first began to realize what the Lord was saying about getting our hearts right toward our brothers. Because I know I've heard teaching on almost every other area that you need to get your heart right toward your parents, to your neighbors, to the people you work with, All of that has been talked about. People have been training us to do that, to repent where we need to repent, to other ethnic groups, all kinds of things. I had not heard one single message on repenting to your siblings. But here we go. And I just believe that this is going to work for our good. It's going to set us free in areas we hadn't known before. Because loving God means keeping His commandments. And every one of us defeats this evil world and achieve victory by obeying God and walking in faith and doing what He says to do. Every time we take a stand against some particular way the enemy has tricked us and trapped us, and we say, I'm not going to believe that anymore. I'm going to repent. I'm going to change. I'm going to effect change. And then we share that, like repenting to a sibling or repenting to a parent, whatever it takes to get things right, then God can work and sets them free, sets us free. It's like coming out of prison. So the Lord has many ways to make our family lives to be healthy and whole so that we can all be together and enjoy one another. That's God's plan for His family, to all be together and love one another. And so that is the goal for our family lives too. And I just want you to take hold of that promise. And if you think your family is broken beyond compare, it is not. You have a Heavenly Father that will help you. I thank you for being with me this morning on News Radio KTOK 1000 AM. This is Carol Gordon. I trust this program is expanding your vision of the possibilities of healing in your life and your relationships. You can have all the help from heaven that you will pursue. HeartMenders International has a free meeting every Tuesday evening at 7 o'clock at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue in Oklahoma City. Child care is provided for children up to age 12. We have products and prayer support available at the meeting or by phone at 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. You may also visit our website at www.heartmenders.org. Thank you again for joining me. I'll see you next week. Blessings on your week from our Lord and Savior.